Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, Jason. Glad to.
Okay, Coach, so I guess we'll just kind of run through this, setting up the scenario, just to recap for the folks that, you know, may have been under a rock last week. So we had a game with Dade Christian. Run us through that, Coach.
Well, it's a complicated story. I'll give you the short version, but we had a game with them we'd scheduled back in the spring, and we found out the first week of the season that they had canceled against Bainbridge. And when we found that out, one of my coaches actually looked their schedule up, and he said, well, they don't even have us on their schedule now. They have Union County, Florida, the week we're supposed to play them. So we reached out to them. I finally talked to their new head coach and found out they'd had a coaching change in the middle of July. And he told me at that time, he said, well, when the coach left, he took, a whole lot of our good players with him. And he said, so we felt like, we would be better off playing Union County, Florida than you guys. And I said, well, that all sounds good, but, you guys signed a contract with us. The old coach did and the headmaster did. And, you owe us money if you don't come. And he said, well, I didn't know that. And he goes, let me get back to you. So the next day he called back and said, well, the headmaster had signed it, yes, but he didn't really read it. And, he said, but we're going to, because we did, we're going to play you guys. And so, that was the week that we played Columbia, I guess. And, so anyway, we go for 3 weeks there, 4 weeks, whatever it was, thinking they were going to come. And, not looking for anybody or whatever. So on the weekend, on Saturday morning, after we played Glenn, I started reaching out to the coach and sent film requests and, doing all the things we normally do on the weekend with our opponents. And there was radio silence there. Mm. And to make matters worse, it was Labor Day weekend. And so we didn't get anybody on Monday. We tried the school, the headmaster, the athletic director, the coach again, nothing. And, so I'm starting to squirm a little bit, as I guess I told you on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We were getting concerned about it. And I guess it was late Tuesday afternoon that the headmaster finally called and just said, we cannot play. We just can't do it. We're not. Have enough players, we don't have enough older players, and I said, well, okay, I don't know what to say, but yeah. So anyway, we got off the phone and we started trying to call people, and first call I made was to Kevin Giddens at Georgia High School Association, and Kevin said, well, we got two teams that need a game that are off this week. One was Appling County and one was Best Academy. So I called Appling County first just because of location, but they didn't want to play. And I'd left a message for Best Academy and we'd go to practice. And so we're out there practicing, for Miami-Dade Christian, even though the coaches and kids, they don't know that we're not playing, and I do. So on Wednesday morning, still don't have an opponent. I tell our kids Wednesday morning, I said, guys, I'm just, I want to always be honest with you. I said, right now, the Miami-Dade's canceled, but we're trying to find somebody. And I had heard about a team in South Carolina called Cane Bay. I reached out to the coach at Ashley Ridge where we had scrimmaged, and Cane Bay had beaten them in the regular season last year, in the playoffs last year, and then again in the regular season this year. And they were looking for a game. So I reached out to their coach, and in the meantime, before I heard back, Best Academy called me and said they were interested. I said, well, you know, we got a team from South Carolina, we're looking at playing, you know, let me see what happens. So that afternoon, I guess, Kane Bay calls back and just says, we just don't think we can pull it off, and, you know, by Friday. And so I called Best Academy back, and, you know, my hat's off to them because, you know, they were able to get buses and, you know, and made the trip, you know, with very little notice. So, you know, we really didn't practice for them. They didn't practice for us. We practiced longer on Thursday than we normally would, trying to, you know, we wound up swapping film with them and everything. So, you know, I give them a lot of credit for taking that trip. And, you know, they said they had bus problems, and the bus got stuck on exit 8 behind the car wreck. And that's why the kickoff was delayed. And we wound up sending our police guys up there and tried to escort them in the back way to get them here quicker. So, you know, again, they did a good job. I mean, their coaches and kids were very classy. You know, it's a business, engineering, science, technology academy. So, you know, they had good, smart kids and everything. But, you know, again, under the circumstances, it was an extremely stressful, you know, few days there because, you know, we wanted to play so badly because we just won a game and, you know, we didn't want to have an off week. And, so I'm glad it worked out like it did.
This is the Cannon County Coach Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, what's interesting to me is what you just said about Appling not wanting to play. And I get it, short notice. And, you know, Appling is they've got a pretty good program. And they're on a pretty good little run, too. A few years ago, there was a game that they had on somebody else's schedule. I'm not going to name names. And they backed out of a game then too. So I'm just kind of curious, when you said that Appling wouldn't play, it kind of struck me because I knew that they had backed out of a game a couple years ago. They were on somebody's schedule.
Well, I don't know anybody there really. And in fact, I wasn't actually the one that talked to them. Coach Lindsay, my defensive coordinator who used to coach there, had reached out to some guys he knew. And, you know, they just said no, you know, they weren't interested in doing that. So I don't know the reasons or anything, but, you know, it all worked out. You know, we got a team. They Best was, you know, they were excited about coming down here, and we were excited by having anybody to play we could. So
sure, and kudos to you and your coaching staff and the kids for getting that whole thing and getting it put together.
Tough week.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com. 912-279-2000, Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Marshland Credit Union. So, Coach, we get the game with Best Academy. Give me your thoughts about how your kids played, what you saw, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you know, again, it was a crazy week of preparation and, you know, a late kickoff start, rain concern. I mean, all those things were going into it. So, you know, we got off to a good start. I chose to take the ball, which I don't normally do, but we chose to receive. I'm just figuring that, you know, we might have a lightning delay, you know, anything. So we chose to take the ball, and our offense went down and scored. And, you know, so that, you know, kind of got us off to a fast start. And we played really well early and you know, took advantage of opportunities. And, you know, we were up, I guess, 35-0 at halftime. And, you know, went in at halftime, felt real good about it. And then I made a decision that, you know, since South Carolina State's band was performing, I was going to let our kids come out and watch that at halftime, which was probably not the best decision I've ever made. You know, I think we lost a little focus there in the third quarter. But, you know, we told the starters they were going to play one possession and, you know, at least one possession, and that's basically what we did. And then we got to play a lot of young kids. So, all in all, I was pleased. You know, I told them it was very important after Glenn. We took a huge step forward against Glenn. It was very important that we didn't step back, that we took another step forward, and I thought we did. And, you know, some of the kids that, you know, were still trying to get to grow up and mature, I think took some more positive steps in that regard. So, you know, again, after the kind of week we had, I couldn't have asked for a better outcome.
Coach, in the football game, I noticed, and not just last night, we've done this in a couple of games, I've noticed, and I meant to ask you about it after the Glenn game, and it slipped my mind. We're running a set now where we'll line up in the wing tee, and then we'll motion two receivers out to formation. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're very fortunate in that we have a couple of kids that can play tight end and receiver, and so it's kind of a new dimension for us, and you know, hopefully it keeps teams off balance because, you know, I know how our defensive coaches feel. You know, when they call things kind of based on personnel sometimes. And, you know, when you've got personnel in there and you don't know if we're going to be in two tight ends or two split ends or whatever, it makes it a little more difficult to call defensively. And I think it's put pressure on our last couple opponents. And it's something our kids have taken to. They're smart and they're able to handle that, and, you know, again, it's something that we'll probably continue to do throughout the season.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, we're up 35-0 at the half, and if my memory serves me correctly, Columbia, Best Academy chose to go on the running clock in the third quarter. Am I mistaken about that?
No, they chose that at halftime, which, you know, again, that is their choice. It's always frustrating to me because, you know, we got 120 kids standing over there that we're trying to play, and it makes it very difficult to get them all in the game. But, you know, his situation, I can understand it, I guess. But, you know, we wanted to be able, that was the only negative, I guess, is we, you know, we weren't able to get everybody in the game and as many reps as we wanted, and certainly the running clock attributed to that.
Did they stay or did they go on back after the game?
I honestly don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Coach, we get some of the younger kids in, and you and I were talking before we went on the air about the Godfrey kid who scored a touchdown, I believe it was in the fourth quarter, where I think we threw him a toss off the edge, and he got the edge, broke a couple tackles, eluded a couple tackles, and then got in space, and it was see ya. Yeah. He looked the part. And I also noticed on the roster that, you know, he's not a young kid. He's a junior. Talk a little bit about him, Coach.
Well, he's a kid who's been kind of banged up all through the early part of the season. And, you know, just had kind of gotten lost in the shuffle because he was hurt and, you know, wasn't able to run full speed and things like that. And, you know, we tried him on both sides of the ball, whatever. And, you know, Major, I'll give him credit, my son, he kept telling me, he said, you know, that kid will help us on JV. He could be a really good JV running back for us. And, you know, so we got in the game the other night, and we got some other running backs that are kind of banged up, and, you know, put him out there. And, you know, quite honestly, it's the best he's looked in a long time. You know, Doug Benton, you know, Doug was a very close friend who passed away this year. And, you know, Doug sat in this office many, many times and talked to me about Mercury Vapor players, MVPs. And I said, "What the heck you mean, Doug?" And he said, "Oh, they're Mercury Vapor players." And he said, "You know, when they get out there, they're going to, the lights come on, those Mercury Vapor lights come on, and they're going to play." So maybe Godfrey's just a Mercury Vapor player. I don't know. But he looked good, and we're trying to check him out and see maybe he can help us a little more this week.
I know that it's still early. You know, coming off that game, before I ask that question, let me ask this. After the game against Best Academy, you know, they're a double-A school, and you win 45-0. Got to feel good about the shutout, right?
Yeah, we hadn't had one in a long time. So, yeah, it's felt a little more like the old days.
I hear you. How'd the kids feel after the game?
Well, I think they felt good. You don't realize. I mean, you know, I felt like I've forgotten what it was like to win a game, and then I certainly had forgotten what it was like to win two in a row. So, you know, but, you know, immediately after the game, my job is to try to get them to refocus and start thinking about the next week's game. And I told them to enjoy it. You know, we hadn't had, you know, two in a row in a long time, so they needed to enjoy it for a little while, and then let's get focused on what's ahead of us.
Speaking on what's ahead on us in the next game, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures. 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures and by Jessup Furniture. So, Coach, we get to 2-2 now on the season, and homecoming comes up, and I'm sure as a head coach, it's your favorite week, homecoming.
You know, I used to hate it. I absolutely used to hate it. And when I left here and went to Prince Avenue Christian, you know, a little small private school up there, 200 students, homecoming week was the most fun week that I ever taught school, watched kids at school, whatever. They did so many great things. It was unbelievable. And I thought, there's no way we can play well, you know, with all these distractions or whatever. And we always played great, you know. And so it just taught me that, I guess, you know, all that stuff probably doesn't matter nearly as much as I used to think it did. So, you know, now I encourage our kids to get involved with the activities and do all that. And, you know, because they're kids, and, you know, the way I think about that stuff and the way they think about it is totally different. So hopefully they'll enjoy this week. You know, when I was in high school, I remember enjoying homecoming week, and we want them to. We want them to have a good time, but, you know, just, and I told them, I said, you know, the only thing is, remember this, that, you know, if you don't win on homecoming, then it's a disappointing end to the week. So I think they'll be ready and be focused, even though they're hopefully enjoying the week.
Somerset Academy, where are they out of?
They're out of Miami, Pembroke Pines, to be exact.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story off air about Pembroke Pines. What do we know about them?
Well, unfortunately, maybe more than we want to. They're not your typical, they're not your Miami-Dade Christian school. You know, I was telling somebody earlier, you know, the way the Florida's a wild, wild west, yeah, and people move in and out. Well, unfortunately for us, Somerset's one where they're moving into. And, you know, they have a very, very talented roster. A according to their website, they're 4-1. Max Preps has them at 3-1, but they had another game on the website that didn't show up, I guess. The quarterback's thrown for almost 400 yards in every game.
Mm.
And what the scary part is, he's completing 71% of his passes.
Yikes.
And he's a 10th grader. But I've been extremely impressed with him. It's like he knows where to throw it and when to throw it. And he's got some receivers that really are talented. He has a supposedly a 5-star receiver and a 4-star receiver. And then they've got, you know, good running backs. I mean, they just, you know, they look like, you know, they spend a lot of time working on the passing game, 7-on-7 stuff, and they're really good at it, which scares us to death. They have a running back that, honestly, I was telling somebody this earlier that we haven't seen much on film, so I don't know if he's been hurt or whatever, but he's actually the coach's son, and his name is Nitro Baker. He's just a 9th grader, but he finished 2nd in the state last year in high school in Florida in the 100 and the 200. He ran a 10.6 100 meters as an 8th grader and a 21.3 200 meters as an 8th grader, which, according to what I read, the article I read, was the fastest time in the nation for a 14-year-old kid. So, you know, and he weighs 190 pounds. So, you know, again, they have some talent on offense, and it jumps off the screen at you when you start looking at film. They scored 60 points last week and beat another team 33-0. They lost one close game to LaSalle, a good Miami program. So, you know, we know they're really, really talented and explosive on offense. Defensively, you know, the only thing we can tell right now is they're big and they're fast and, you know, they run well. It's hard to say what they're going to do because, you know, nobody they've played lines up remotely close to what we do. But, you know, they've got a good kicker, good punter, you know, well-coached team, and especially offensively, because you can see that, you know, against everybody they play. And I, you know, defensively, we just don't know. So, you know, our goal, I guess, our strategy's got to be better, you know, like when we played Miami Central way back a lot many years ago, is we need to go out there and try to keep the ball away from them and make those all those talented guys stand over on the sideline. So, you know, but again, Jason, it's hard to tell. You know, I don't know. They beat Pembroke Pine, or no, I'm sorry, beat Ransom Everglades 60-20, and it wasn't that close this past week. You know, but we don't know anything about Ransom Everglades. I don't know how good they are, how bad they are, whatever. I know they had probably the most beautiful setting for a high school field I've ever seen. It's on a bay, and all these sailboats are tied up out there, and yachts and stuff in the end zone. And they couldn't kick extra points on one end of the field because if they did, it'd go into the water. You know, so the other end, they'd go for two on that end, and they'd kick extra points on the other end. Unbelievable. So half my coaches told me they were leaving and they were going to try to apply for a job at Ransom Everglades.
I was just going to say, Coach, we're going down there. We're going to do a return game, right?
Well, that's not Somerset's home field.
Okay.
It was an away game for them. So.
Gotcha. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I've had some conversations and I've been asked about Somerset Academy, and for whatever reason, there's a perception of, among a couple of people that I've talked to, that they play in a different classification in Florida than, I guess, what would be the GHSA in Florida. And, you know, I've looked into Somerset and I've seen the same scores that you've seen, and I've told folks, y'all, this is a good football team.
Yeah, and if that were true, we couldn't play them.
Right.
You know, we can only play Florida High School Association teams. And we found that out again last week. We knew it. But we found that out last week when we were trying to replace Miami-Dade, because we had two or three teams reach out to us. And, you know, our Georgia High School said, no, they're not in Florida High School Association. So, no, Somerset's the real deal. And, you know, I honestly don't know what classification they are, but they have, you know, it looks like quite a few players on their roster. Mm-hmm. They've been very excited about coming up here and playing us, and you know, it's not like Miami-Dade where we're worried about them coming. You know, they've played and played well already this year. So
yeah, what's been the mindset of your kids after, you know, you get the win over Best Academy? I know we're only, you know, very earlier in the week, but to this point, how are your kids?
Well, we had a good first day of practice. Thought had a really good Monday practice, and you know, we were able to dodge weather, and you know, we went out there and it sprinkled on us a little bit, but we didn't have to leave the practice field or the game field where we've been practicing because the practice field is still underwater. But you know, I thought we had a good, you know, their focus seems to be getting better, and I think they're understanding a little bit more about what it takes each week. And I keep reminding them that the schedule is just getting tougher. Every week it's going to get tougher from this point on. And, you know, I asked them the question after the game. I asked them again this weekend. I asked them again after practice yesterday. I said, are we good enough to go on the road and beat Richmond Hill and Colquitt, which are our first two region games? And, you know, I don't know what their answer is, but my answer is we are not. Now, we can be, in my opinion, but we got to keep improving every day. And, you know, we can't stand still from where we are right now and expect to go to Colquitt County and beat them, you know. So we've got to keep getting better. We've got to keep getting better in the weight room. We've got to keep getting better in practice. And, you know, if we do that, I think we still got a chance to be a really good team.
Coach, how are we health-wise? Any injuries you want to mention? Or do we have any? Are we good?
No, I mean, you know, we've had a couple kids that have been out for a while. We, you know, we talked off the air about a couple of our running backs, but, you know, I'm not supposed to share that information really. But, you know, we're not at full strength yet offensively, and but we've had some kids really step up and do well there. Defensively, I think we're better off this week than we have been in the last couple of weeks. So,
I think we've got the best defense in the state. I really do.
You know, time will tell, but, you know, certainly they're getting better. And I think we've improved from last year, and I think they're growing in confidence. But, again, you know, we will play some teams down the road that will challenge us a little more than we've been challenged, for sure.
All right, Coach, thank you for taking the time.
No problem.
Thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach here, and I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats.